Hello again and welcome to Pick Yourself, the podcast that helps you build a meaningful electronic music career. If your goal is to create and release outstanding music on respected labels, get better bookings and grow a tribe of true fans instead of just social followers, then this show is for you. My name is Philip, thanks for tuning in, and now let's get right into today's episode. Hey there, welcome to episode 42 of Pick Yourself. I'm super happy to have you here with me again. Thanks for tuning in. And if you haven't already, make sure to subscribe to the show so you don't miss any of the future episodes. I have a lot of good things in the pipeline for you, and you definitely don't want to miss out. Now, in this week's episode, we're going to talk about feeling overwhelmed as an artist and what you can do about that. How can you deal with this feeling of overwhelm? And I'm going to walk you through my exact five-step process that helps me deal with overwhelm, because I'm not free of that feeling, of course. And I have found out some things that have helped me quite a lot in the past, and I'm sure they are going to help you as well. Now, before we jump into the topic itself, make sure to download the 7 strategies of highly successful electronic music artists. This is a completely free PDF guide that I've put together for you as my podcast listeners. Just go to pickyourselfpodcast.com/free. And that is a massively helpful resource in which I'm basically showing you what has worked for my most successful studio clients. And if you start implementing these strategies right now, then you have the potential to massively change the outcome of your artist career as a whole. So go to pickyourselfpodcast.com/free and get the 7 strategies of highly successful electronic music artists. Now let's jump into today's topic, overwhelm. Well, of course you're feeling overwhelmed. I mean, what do you have to do as an upcoming artist these days? You have to write and release music, you have to promote it, you have to connect with influencers in the music industry, you have to kind of grow a fan base out of nothing, you have to book shows, you have to play gigs. There are just so many things on your plate besides your normal life, if you still have a day job or at least a part-time job. And what if I told you that there's a formula on how to deal with overwhelm as an artist that simply works? Yeah, and this is no miracle, this is just something that helps you strategically approach this issue of feeling overwhelmed. Because guess what? You're not alone with that problem. Every single artist has that problem. Some just don't admit it, but yeah, everyone has that problem. And that's the good news. I can assure you that there's nothing wrong with you if you feel constantly overwhelmed as an artist. And here's the bad news. This won't change if you don't do your homework. And this is what we're going to talk about right now. So what can you do? Let's first talk about what is causing that feeling of overwhelm. Well, the things that I've identified that are causing the most overwhelm is constant distraction, first and foremost, then the fear of missing out, FOMO, and the shiny object syndrome. Yeah. So believe it or not, feeling overwhelmed as an artist is not rooted in the things you have to do, but in the things you think are important beyond that. Now, let me clarify this. We live in a world of constant distraction and noise. Your phone vibrates all the time, people message you and want something from you immediately, you're being bombarded with news and ads, and this whole information overload in our day and age makes it harder and harder to focus on what's essential. Yeah, and just to quote one of my favorite authors, Greg McKeown, he has written this fantastic book called Essentialism. He writes in that book, "You cannot overestimate the unimportance of practically everything." Yeah, you cannot overestimate the unimportance of practically everything. Now, that is a pretty strong quote, I think. And so what does that mean? It means that we are constantly distracted from these unimportant things, the things that don't matter, and also the things that are not hard to do, because a lot of the things that are essential to our outcome as artists are pretty hard to do. Yeah, and the feeling of overwhelm does not come from these things being so hard to do, but from all these other things that take away our mental bandwidth and our energy and our time. And on top of that constant distraction, there's the good old FOMO, the fear of missing out. And that means, well, look at just all the social events that you're invited to. And also pay attention to what's also popping up in your newsfeed constantly on your social channels. Yeah, wasn't there like this discount on that one amazing plugin? And what about that blog post on mixing that you wanted to read? Oh, and that YouTuber's last tutorial that you wanted to watch? Yeah, so you don't want to miss out on any of these things. And they are basically fighting for your attention 24 hours a day. Well, at least in your time that you're awake. And guess what FOMO creates? It creates stress. Nothing more, nothing less. It creates a lot of mental stress and it prevents you from focusing with clarity on the things that are essential to your outcome as an artist. And so on top of that information overload, on top of that distraction, on top of the FOMO, there comes the so-called shiny object syndrome. Yeah, the shiny object syndrome means we all obsess over the next little tool or technique that might provide a shortcut to whatever we want to achieve. So what about that little Instagram hack that helps you gain more followers? What if finally switching to another DAW eases all your issues with finishing your tracks? There are so many shiny objects out there that seem like a good solution to all of our problems, that seem way more interesting than working on what is in front of us right now. So we go after them, we obsess over them, and we forget about what is truly essential. So just to summarize this, your feeling of overwhelm is not rooted in all the things you have to do, but in all the things that take away your mental bandwidth beyond that. Yeah, the things you truly need to do to advance in your music career are not the things that cause that feeling of overwhelm. It's everything around that. Super hard to remember this. And now let's see how we can find a way out of this. I'm going to walk you through my 5-step process of how to deal with overwhelm as an artist. And these steps are truly my go-to strategy whenever this feeling arises. And I'm an open book here. Yeah, I feel overwhelmed quite a lot. Of course, I mean, I'm running a full-time mixing and mastering studio. I also have this podcast, which takes away 1 to 2 days of my week. I also want to have a healthy private life with my partner and doing trips into nature and not working on weekends. Yeah, so it feels like I don't have enough time to get all these things done. But when I'm brutally honest, yeah, then I just take a look again at my schedule and at the things that I do. And I find out that a lot of my mental energy and bandwidth goes to the wrong things. Yeah, I forget what was essential and I was distracted by things that were not essential. And so the trick is not to avoid that feeling of overwhelm once and for all, because that would be a completely impossible goal. Yeah, you cannot really achieve that. The trick here is to find out a way that pulls you out as fast as possible of the feeling of overwhelm into a more strategic mindset that lets you approach things step by step again with clarity and with intention. Okay, so here is step number one. Accept the feeling instead of fighting it. Super important. So remember that the more you try to fight your feeling of overwhelm, the stronger it gets. It's a bit like feeding your inner beast, so to speak. And acceptance is the first step towards relief and towards inner peace in that situation, because it's a really disturbing situation. And that means the sooner you accept that this is just a normal state to be in from time to time as an artist, the easier it gets to go away from that, to move beyond that feeling of overwhelm and distress. And just to make that crystal clear, your feeling of overwhelm is more than just a time management problem. It comes down to a lack of focus, clarity, and priority. And so let's assess how you can regain that focus. Yeah. So your first step was to take a step back and accept that. And then the next step is looking at the bigger picture again. So step number two is revisit your goals and vision. Now, if you followed my goal setting process that I have explained in an earlier episode, then the step will be quite easy for you. If you haven't manifested your goals yet in a measurable way, in a way that makes sense, then go back to that episode, listen to it again, and follow this goal setting process. This is crucial, yeah? And it is the first most important thing that you can like overall adjust in your artist career to then tackle this feeling of overwhelm whenever it arises. So the good thing about having clear goals and a vision is that they work as your compass in rough times. Yeah. So whenever you feel overwhelmed as an artist, you need to first accept that feeling, then take a step back, and then revisit your goals and vision. Revisit your inner compass. And that leads us directly to step number three, and that is focus on the next step you need to take right now. Yeah. Focus on the next step you need to take right now. That is super important because after having revisited your goals, you should have a much clearer idea of what is important and what is not important. Yeah. This is exactly what Greg McKeown, the author of Essentialism, means when he speaks of discerning the vital few from the trivial many. Yeah. So you find out what is truly important and what is not so important. But what do you do with that new clarity? The problem that a lot of people run into during this step is that they just rush into it and start blindly working on all fronts at the same time. Now, what does that cause? Well, even more overwhelm, of course. Yeah. And so you need to break it down to the one step you can take right now to move closer to your most important goal. One step. What is this one first step that you need to take right now to move in the direction of your most important goal? You have to ask yourself this question. And this will immediately remove your feeling of overwhelm and put your mind at ease. And why is that? Because you somehow have something clearly achievable, something small, something really precise, that puts you on the right path again. And this is a very positive feeling. So take that feeling with you, and from there on, you can take the next step and the next step. And of course, you will eventually run into another phase of overwhelm after some time. But this works just like a mindfulness practice. You just bring yourself back to this, looking at the next step you can take right now to move closer to your goal. Now, let me give you an example of how this could look in practice. So if your yearly goal is to release one EP with four songs, for example, then your first step is to analyze where you currently stand. It's just as simple as that. You take a look at your session folder, you find out that two songs are more or less finished, and you have five more song sketches lying around that have some potential. And then after that, the next step could be to get into the routine of working at least 1 or 2 hours a day in the next week on these song sketches. And then you can reevaluate them and decide which ones will end up on your EP. But that first step is the most important one, analyzing where you currently stand and then moving on to the next step. Now, when it comes to dealing with overwhelm as an artist, sometimes you have these super extreme cases. And this is where my fourth step in the process comes into play. Sometimes you're feeling so overwhelmed that it makes you feel paralyzed. Yeah. Too paralyzed to even look at your goals and take the next step. It's almost, at the brink of depression, I would say. And this feeling puts an immense psychological pressure on you because you start to question everything, especially yourself and also your talent. And that is dangerous. In this situation, I recommend focusing on asking the right questions. Because the wrong questions might lead to a high level of anxiety and a high level of maybe even depression. Yeah. And I've come across a very helpful book by Seth Godin called The Dip. And this book works like a guide through these tough times. And it helps you face uncomfortable truths. And in the end, it comes down to whether you create something exceptional or you settle with being average, which is not what you want. And asking the right questions at the right time helps you adjust things so you end up above average. So you end up doing something exceptional. So this is what the topic of this book is all about. Finding out how to either survive that dip and create something awesome, or maybe say no to something, quit something. And let me read a quick quote here by Seth Godin out of this book. "Never quit something with great long-term potential just because you can't deal with the stress of the moment." Yeah. Never quit something with great long-term potential just because you can't deal with the stress of the moment. That is exactly the type of message that you should be looking for when you're facing this feeling of overwhelm, this extreme feeling of being paralyzed because of that overwhelm. Ultimately, that means if you are onto something, if you are creating something of value and just facing a severe dip, then it's worth pursuing. It's worth going through this phase of the dip, but coming out stronger on the other end. But what it also teaches us is that sometimes it's truly time to quit something or at least change direction massively. So if you're truly feeling overwhelmed as an artist and it doesn't even seem to pay off anymore in the desired way, and I don't mean financial, I mean like artistically, you may want to rethink your approach overall. Maybe your music is not as unique as you think. Maybe you're attracting the wrong kind of people with the way you behave on social media or in interviews. So ask these important questions, because this is the only way out. Yeah, you have to change something, or you have to hold on to what you're doing and just find your direction again. So being brutally honest here is daunting, but it's also refreshing, and it might result in something way better in the end. This is the whole purpose of this exercise, of asking the right questions. And so in essence, these moments of overwhelm, these moments of experiencing a heavy dip in your artist career, these are the moments where you want to revisit your direction as a whole. And I think there's a beautiful opportunity inside that. Now let's come to step number 5 on my list, and this is the last one. Restart your positive habits and celebrate the little wins. So this feeling of overwhelm often comes from aiming for the unachievable and comparing yourself with others. And when you hit rock bottom and start with revisiting your goals and asking the right questions and so on, you might still feel paralyzed, even though you theoretically know what the next step is. And in this case, it's a good idea to check your positive habits and restart the ones that you've skipped recently. Because I see a connection there. Usually when you feel overwhelmed, you tend to slack on your positive habits. And when you go back to these, you can celebrate these little daily wins, which means like sticking to your positive habits. That's a massive little win every day. And this is going to help you build up positive momentum again. And once your positive habits have started pulling you up again, you will feel less overwhelmed in general. You get this clarity again. And then your goals will suddenly be within reach again, and it won't feel unrealistic to achieve your bigger vision beyond that. And this is like a snowball effect. You just have to get started again with the small but important daily habits, and then it starts rolling. So let's quickly recap these 5 steps. The first one is accept the feeling instead of fighting it. The second one was revisit your goals and vision. Third one, focus on the next step you need to take right now. Fourth one was ask the right questions. And the last one, restart your positive habits and celebrate the little wins. Now, how can you put this into action? Okay, now that you know what is most likely the cause of your overwhelm, and you also have some go-to strategies at hand, let me now show you some action steps you can implement right away. Action step number 1, write down 1 to 3 people who you truly trust that will listen to you when you feel overwhelmed. And don't underestimate this, it's dangerous to face this feeling alone, so make sure you can open up about it and tell someone close to you when you feel overwhelmed. This can be other producer friends, but also partner, family, friends, whoever you trust to be like a good partner for that conversation. So in my case, I have other studio owners, and we have like a bi-weekly mastermind group where we hang out together on a internet call, basically. And we have this kind of exchange going. And every now and then, one of us feels truly overwhelmed, and the other ones help that person get back on his feet again. And the beautiful thing is that this outside perspective can help you regain clarity and focus on what's important. And I promise it's going to happen much faster compared to when you would do it alone. Okay, action step number 2, revisit this episode next time you feel overwhelmed and use it as a step-by-step checklist. So this guide of dealing with overwhelm as an artist works just like a checklist. You can walk through it step-by-step. And the good thing about this is you don't have to ask yourself what you can do about it. You simply follow these steps and you will find a way out, definitely. And don't forget to track your positive habits, by the way, because this is a really good indicator. If you notice that you're slacking with your positive habits, then you're most likely experiencing a phase of overwhelm. It's either happening already or it's quite close to you. Action step number 3, use that dip that you're experiencing as a moment to readjust and work towards something better. So feeling overwhelmed as an artist can be frustrating, but it's sometimes necessary. And these moments have the potential to rethink your strategy and find a better way to move on with your artist career. So make sure you focus on the next step you can take right now to move in the direction of your bigger goals and vision. All right, that's it for this week's episode. Now, I would love to hear from you. Have you experienced that feeling overwhelmed as an artist recently? And what have you done to overcome it? I would love to hear about your strategies. You can leave a comment at the blog post for this episode. I read everything. I most likely respond to it. But you can also join our private Facebook community. Just go to pickyourselfpodcast.com/community and we have a dedicated discussion thread for every single episode. I'm there. A lot of other awesome people, producers just like you, are part of this group. And yeah, we try to help each other. So even if you find yourself right now in a phase of overwhelm as an artist, and just go to that group and you will definitely get some support and some outside clarity and focus again. That's it for this week. I hope to see you again next week. Until then, bye-bye. If you don't want to miss any of the upcoming episodes, please make sure to subscribe on your favorite podcast app. And you can find detailed blog posts for every single episode on pickyourselfpodcast.com. Until then, see you next time.